his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You're right. If this world was left up to men, you and I would be sitting in front of orange crates right now. We'd probably still have the microphones because men are good inventors, but we'd be sitting on orange crates. You know? And I mean, my wife Barbara is the one that designed this.
Yeah.
This is all her.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Where did she get these ideas? The black and the burgundy, and isn't it lovely decorated?
It is beautiful.
I've had people from around the world come in here and go, oh, I've been in radio studios. This is a nice, and it's not the biggest radio studio, but something about it. She did a great job. Didn't she?
Beautiful.
And but you're right though. A woman. Well, my mom used to say, bless her. She said that the woman is the center of the household. There's no doubt that women have, and I think they know it, they have that power. They set the pace outside the home. Yes, we have the bravado. We have the aggressive personality, whatever it takes to make things happen, to go and be a hunter and a gatherer. Mm-hmm. But make no mistake, the quality of our lives, you know, I mean, we'd probably be driving around all in trucks if it wasn't for women.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right, right.
How about something luxurious, honey?
Yeah.
How about some soft velvet seats in that Rolls Royce?
Nope. Well, we don't have all that, you know. Like I said,
I've never longed for riches.
Nah, good for you.
No, and that's why God bringing Doreen into my life and the joy she has brought. And she is not demanding. She has been as content. When we were living in a cargo van in Alaska, we rented a U-Haul van. And $19.95 a day, that was our lodging. That was our transportation. We blew up an air mattress, threw it in the back.
Yeah.
And
now, you were much younger than, I presume.
No, a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years ago.
Because I used to do that.
Yeah.
But that was when I was in my 30s and 40s.
We just climbed a mountain in the Solomon Islands 3 years ago.
We're working with, I could show you the warriors in the jungle that came and surrounded me.
In a bad way?
Well,
did they want to eat you? Because people are still eating people in Papua New Guinea. You know that, right? My friend goes and preaches
there. Well, the Solomon Islands are just south of there,
and
we were there.
We lived with the tribe, primitive tribe.
Yeah.
And they accepted you.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you introduce them to Jesus?
We did.
They dedicated their land to Jesus.
How do they do that when there's a language barrier, though?
Well, because there's always those, like in the Solomon Islands, people will come down to Guadalcanal and to Haniara.
Yeah.
And Doreen, I was carrying the cross in the southern part of Guadalcanal. This was just a few years ago in 15, carrying the cross there. Doreen felt compelled to work with for a day and volunteer.
The Lord told me to.
Yeah.
The Lord told
compelled,
me.
That's why I'm saying compelled by the Lord to work with World Vision for a day and volunteer a day. So they were doing a literacy day in downtown Haniara.
So they are legitimate? Because I support a couple of children through them, and I always wonder, you know.
Yeah, they're a big organization. We can tell you more of that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Off the air, we'll tell you.
Because you always
they're
wonder.
They're in Seattle.
And stuff. Anyway, we were helping them. And the grandson of the great chief of the Koyo people was there. They had sent him down to get an education and ran into Doreen. And she was talking with him, found out about carrying the cross. And he asked her, well, would he come carry the cross in my village? And she volunteers me, not knowing that it's at the top of a 3,000-foot mountain.
On another island.
On another island. But anyway, we went.
Yeah.
And I made three different trips back there over 3 years. And working with them. The last time we were there, the new Paramount chief, the other one died, and the new Paramount chief is a believer now, and he brought all the chiefs together, some of which I had witnessed to before in previous trips, and they dedicated their land to Jesus Christ. And I've got the picture of
that's
the article
great.
Where it made news in the Solomon Islands that the Koyo people, because we were warned by taxi drivers and everything, when we tell them we're going up to Koyo, they said, you're crazy.
Yeah,
and
why?
I was the first white man.
They eat people?
Man. Yeah. I'm the first white man to go up and live to come back. And so
you're the first one.
First one. And Jesus opened doors.
The last one was killed, but that was like 50 years ago.
Let me ask you this. So you're all over the world with this cross. By the way, his name is Rick Newton. Do you have a website?
I do. rncrosscarrier.org. RN, my initials.
Right, Rick Newton. rncrosscarrier.org. rncrosscarrier.org. Okay, so have you ever had a situation, let's say you're praying with somebody and they got healed, or you had a visitation, or you said, you and I both said we have heard the Lord with unction in our hearts, but also have heard an audible voice. I have. What was your situation? If you want to share any intimate moments you've had with the Lord that would encourage faith in others.
Well, one of the most important things is learn how to hear God's voice, especially through the Word as you open it up, and those deliberate and intentional quiet times with the Lord. And we need to have those daily. Spend some time. I don't care. You carve out some time to get alone with Him and talk to Him, you know, and you learn His voice, because that's important that you learn His voice and hear His voice, because He'll speak to you and share with you His heart for you. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper and bless you and give you a what? A hope. And there's so many people here in America and around the world that they're missing hope, you know, and that's what He wants to do is give, and people, I'm excited every day. I enjoy life. I enjoy living. And Doreen will tell you, I mean, I hit the deck running. And because I'm excited about what Jesus is doing, He's alive and well in 2023.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask you about prayer. There's a difference between prayer and meditation. I'm not sure what they are. I guess meditation would be listening. I'm not sure.
Yeah, lingering over something.
But prayer, you know, they asked Jesus how to pray, and He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the power, the glory, and the forever and ever. And then He punctuated that by saying, and I tell you, there was this man that went, well, better with the lady. He punctuated with that lady in one of the books where he says she went to see the judge, and the judge said, get out of here. And she came back the next day. I want justice. Get out of here, the judge said. The third time she comes back, he says, woman, though I not fear not man nor God, because you're continually coming, I will give you justice. And that's how he punctuated the Lord's Prayer. Same with the guy who wanted bread at midnight. And the guy wouldn't come down to give him at the bakery to give him bread. And finally, he just wouldn't go away. And the guy did. So that's how he punctuated. Okay. So a few years ago, we were praying for the conjoined twins, the whole world. You remember the conjoined twins? Maybe it was 18 years ago. I forget.
It's been a while.
I mean, even on the news, people that didn't even believe in God and Jesus, they were praying. Everybody was praying. And the twins went in for the surgery to be separated. They died. So the next day I'm going, well, everybody's praying. How come we didn't? And it's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, if they lived, then God, then that means collectively we can manipulate God. So if we can't manipulate God by prayer, you know, thy will be done. What is prayer? And why does He require it?
Prayer is the measure of our dependence upon God. Somebody who prays much is dependent on God much.
Yeah.
And that's the important. It's a relationship that we enter in. Prayer is talking to God.
Now, you know, there are people, I heard somebody recently say, well, every few days, you know, I may pray to God. I'm in my car. I mean, I talk to God 24/7.
Yeah,
do you?
I hear you. Yes.
I'm always talking.
Yeah.
Suppose and I even belch in my car and I say, excuse me for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Suppose you only talk to your wife every few days.
Yeah.
It'd be a rough relationship.
But sometimes, you know, I ask Him, He is a spirit and His ways are not our ways. And we pray.
Amen.
And there's often delay. I just had a miracle happen to me. And I mean, I asked that I would know that He was involved in a certain situation. I mean, it was the 11th hour. It was 11:59, 1 minute before midnight. And I'm telling you, I know. And I love it when He does that. And I'm going to say, do you want to know why I love it? Because I love, like He loves, relationship, which it says, why did He create man? For fellowship.
Yeah.
That's what people about this, giving the money. You don't give money to get money. The reason that God says, I promise you, this is the one place He says, test me now here with the fruit and see if I'll not pour you back a blessing. Well, it's because he creates relationship. You know, you go and you feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give to the poor. And all of a sudden it comes back to you. It says He's in debt to the person who helps the poor, right? And then you see that. Well, you have relationship. We have needs. Pray, right? Is that, that's all.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about all that?
Well, I think without any question, like I said, the measure of our dependence on God is the amount that we pray. We do to what is to us important. And I can look at a, quote, Christian's life and tell whether prayer is important to them by whether they pray much. And somebody who is dependent on God prays much. Somebody who's not dependent on God doesn't pray much.
Do you fast and pray? I only fasted once for 3 days 30 years ago. I keep thinking about it now. Obviously, I'm not doing too much fasting. But, you know.
Yeah, since you're going down this trail, yes, I have prayed and prayed and fasted. I did a 40-day fast in Wellington, New Zealand.
Now, you still drank water.
Drank water, yes.
Did you eat at all?
No, nothing at all.
And for stuff. 40 days?
40 days and nights.
What was that? Public. Like 40 is the number of testing, by the way. Jesus did that. Why 40? That's a long.
That's what God told me to do. It's a long
time. He told you.
Told me to do that.
Without
and
a doubt.
I prayed for revival in the nation of New Zealand. And, I mean, I had people coming and talking, and it became a focal point in the nation. It made the news.
You're being there?
My being there and praying and fasting.
Made the news?
Even gang members. It was right outside the courthouse, by what they call the beehive. I think it's even in here in this flyer and stuff. Right outside the we have it. No, it must have been one of the other ones. But anyway, right outside the beehive and prayed and fasted. And I had MPs, members of parliament, that came by and talked to me, gang members on their way to court that would stop and talk. And we shared and prayed and ministered to people 24/7. People would even knock on the windows in the middle of the night, and I would.
Is that you? You must have shaved your head there.
No, I'm the one with the ball cap on. The other guy was Dane.
Oh, because he's holding the cross.
Yeah, I was just talking with somebody else earlier today about Dane. He's a precious brother in the Lord up in New England, and. But anyway.
Well, we're out of time for today. I want to thank you, Rick. That's an hour flies by when you're having fun, right? Rick Newton, Evangelistic Ministries, and go to what's the website?
rncrosscarrier.org.
rncrosscarrier.org. RN for Rick Newton, rncrosscarrier.org. Well, God bless you and be with you and make his face to shine upon you. He's already doing.
He is.
And keep it up. For he who declares me before man, one day I will declare before my Father. But he who denies me before man, one day I will deny before my Father. God bless you. Great meeting you.
Great to be here with you. We've loved it.
This is Rhett Palmer. It's a new day, if you want it to be.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, but leave as he is.
There's a father when your father walks away. Friend when no one else knows your name. A light that shines when all the world goes dark.